Here is Radio New York Folk Music Worldwide. A program devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, showcasing the top performers and authorities in the field. Now your host for Folk Music Worldwide, Alan Wasser.
Hello again and welcome to Folk Music Worldwide. Today's show is unusual in that we don't have an artist with us, a singer. We have an expert on a field, and we're going to be devoting the show to the field. You know, every major crisis, every time people have fought for something they believed in, they've tended to use song as a support, a means to increase their morale and organize themselves. These songs have become some of the best music in folk music. Right now in the United States, there's another one of these type of crises going on, as everyone knows all over the world. Most Americans are fighting in order to see that all Americans can have the rights that we've been guaranteed under the Constitution and that most Americans have had until now. The struggle for equal rights for the Negro has produced some of the most beautiful of folk music. Let me give you a sample before we get into our interview of this kind of music. This is a song called Freedom in the Air, as sung by the singers, the Freedom Singers, who are members of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, the people who've been running a number of these demonstrations.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom in the Air is sung by the Freedom Singers of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. Our guest today is Tom Murray, a field worker for, well, SNCC as it's called, SNCC, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. Tom, can you tell us something about the Freedom Singers and about SNCC?
Yeah, Al. The Freedom Singers themselves are four students who have left school to work for various periods of time in the movement. Cordell Regan left high school about 4 years ago and was among the original Freedom Riders. Ruth Harris and Bernice Johnson and Chuck Nebbett, who are the other three singers in the group, left school last year. They were all working in Albany, Georgia, in the SNCC project down there, voter registration project, and they were providing music for the mass meetings and for the demonstrations. And it was felt that if they could go out and sing across the country and bring some of the music of the movement to other parts of the country and possibly bring some of the spirit of the movement to the rest of the country. So they've been singing now for about a year. They've had two concerts in Carnegie Hall here in New York and are presently headed for the West Coast, California, where they'll be until about Thanksgiving.
Well, now, how much response have they had to this music? Have they found that people all over the country have opened their hearts to the music of the Negro integration movement?
Well, the response is different in different places. When the Freedom Singers sing in Albany or sing in Greenwood, there's a spirit within the whole group. It's almost like a family with a purpose, as you said, to unite the people in their struggle. When they sing in the North, there's a great response from the northern audiences because they know what's happening in the South to an extent, and they can sympathize, if not fully empathize, with what is happening there. But I think that there has been overall a great response to it.
Can you tell us something about SNCC, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee? What obviously this does not just run singing groups.
No, this is a smaller side. In fact, I was talking to the Freedom Singers the other day, and the majority of them are very anxious to get back to the real work of SNCC in the South. We grew out of the Freedom Rides, or I'm sorry, out of the sit-ins back in '60, in spring of '60. A group of the sit-in leaders got together, and it was felt that there was a need for coordination among the various protest centers that had grown up across the South. And out of this meeting came the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, and then came the Freedom Rides, and SNCC was coordinating efforts on this level. And after the Freedom Rides, the president had made a request for civil rights groups to devote themselves to voter registration in the areas where they were working. Since SNCC had been working in rural areas, we went into voter registration in the real tough core rural areas of the Deep South in terms of voter registration and direct action in such places as Albany, Georgia, Greenwood, Mississippi, Macomb, Mississippi, Gadsden, Alabama, small towns such as this, real rural areas.
Well, now, I see on the Freedom Singers album a song called Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Round, which is an old favorite of mine. Can you tell us something about the background on that song?
Freedom songs come from various areas. They come from various traditions. There are many rich traditions that the Negroes in the struggle have had to draw upon. Rock and roll, Negro spirituals, all of them, African songs, all of these have contributed. Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around has come from a spiritual, but to understand it in context, if I can paint a picture of a church, probably a Negro Baptist church, in, say, Albany, Georgia, and the people have been encouraged to go out for demonstrations, possibly that evening, possibly the next day. One of the ministers rises to the platform, and he stands there, and he begins to sing.
Ain't gonna let nobody, Lordy, turn me round, turn me round. burning, walking, Lord. Keep burning, talking, Lord. Marching up to freedom, Lord. Ain't gonna let Chief Pritchard, Lord, turn me around. Turn me around. Turn me around. Ain't gonna let Chief Pritchard, Lord, turn me around. Well, I keep burning, walking, Lord. Keep burning, talking, Lord. Marching up to freedom, Lord. Ain't gonna let no city commission, Lord, turn me around. Turn me around. Turn me around. Ain't gonna let no city commission, Lord, turn me around. Well, I keep on walking, Lord. Keep on talking, Lord. Marching up to freedom, Lord. Ain't gonna let no injunction, Lord, turn me around. Turn me around. Turn me around. Ain't gonna let no injunction, Lord, turn me around. Well, I keep on walking, Lord. Keep on talking, Lord. Marching up to freedom, Lord. Keep on talking, Lord, marching up to freedom, Lord.
Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round, is done by the Freedom Singers. That clergyman you mentioned, Tom, was Roy Abernathy, wasn't he?
Ralph Abernathy, from the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. Of course, that wasn't Ralph in the song. It was Cordell Regan who led the song.
Well, we'll be back with more songs of the integration movement in just a moment. All right, this is Alan Wasser again, back at Folk Music Worldwide. We'll have some more of the integration movement music in just a second, but before we do, let me just come out with an idea I've been thinking about for a while. I know a lot of you come from areas that are very rich in folk music, music we can't get a hold of on record here in New York. And if any of you, especially down in the West Indies, for instance, or in England or in Ireland or anywhere else, have local folk singers who you think are pretty good, why don't you send us in some tapes? They'd have to be at 7.5 inches per second, single track. But tapes that we could use on Folk Music Worldwide. Maybe if we get enough of them, we'll put together a whole show out of songs from the areas of our listeners have sent in, songs from your own areas, just little people, people who haven't had big recording dates and big records put out for them. Well, let's get back to our music from the Southern Negro Integration Movement. Let me just play a tape here that I took from the ABC Radio Network. Some of you may have heard it. It was used on a program called Flair that we played on Radio New York Worldwide, and it's regularly scheduled time. But I thought this was so good that I took it out, I've edited it a little bit, and I wanted to use it in here. What it is actually is some testimony that Roy Wilkins, head of the NAACP, another Negro organization, gave to the Senate Commerce Committee, put together with a very popular song now, a song which came out of the integration movement, but which is now one of the top songs in the country.
Testifying in Washington, the NAACP's Roy Wilkins raised some questions which are echoed in a haunting song now popular across the country. This is what Mr. Wilkins said.
I invite the members of this committee to imagine themselves darker in color and to plan an auto trip from Norfolk, Virginia to the Gulf Coast of Mississippi, say to Biloxi, or one from Terre Haute, Indiana to Charleston, South Carolina, or from Jacksonville, Florida to Tyler, Texas.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man?
How far do you drive each day? Where and under what conditions can you and your family eat? Where can they use a restroom? Can you stop driving after a reasonable day behind the wheel? Or must you drive until you reach a city where relatives or friends will accommodate you and yours for the night?
How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free?
Will your children be denied a soft drink or an ice cream cone because they are not white?
How many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see?
You take your chances. You drive and you drive and you drive. You don't stop where there's a vacancy sign at a motel at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and rest yourself. You keep on driving till the next city or the next town where you know somebody or they know somebody who knows somebody who can take care of you. How do you figure these things out? The answer is you don't figure them out.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
That isn't what we normally play. We usually stick to just straight music on Folk Music Worldwide, but I thought this was such a beautiful use of folk music. This is what it's designed for, really. And I just thought you'd had to hear this in this kind of a show. That song, Tom, was written originally by Bobby Dylan, wasn't it? Not by Peter, Paul, and Mary.
No, that was written by Bob a while ago. Bobby, while he has only made one trip to the South, and that one fairly recently, has long been deeply concerned about the struggle for civil rights in this country, and has written some very beautiful and very powerful songs about the struggle for civil rights. This particular one, Blowing in the Wind, I think is one of the best that he has done, a very powerful song with a message.
This, I think, is very typical of so many people. You and I know, have both been on freedom rides, but so many people in the North believe so deeply in what's being done. I think most people in the United States believe in what's being done, but can't get a chance to participate actively on, you know, in something like a freedom ride, and yet they try to do something in their own communities, just a little bit. I think we've heard a bit of the Peter, Paul, and Mary version, the one that's now popular all across the country, but we happen to have a recording of Bobby Dylan, the actual author, doing Blowing in the Wind. And perhaps our listeners would like to hear it just before we run out of time.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Isn't how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry?
Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Bobby Dylan's doing his rendition of the song he wrote and that Peter, Paul, and Mary made famous, Blowin' in the Wind. Tom, we're getting very short on time again. This show is being pre-recorded, so I don't have to ask you to come in again next week. But do you have time to stay around and record another show so we can use right after this one?
Be very happy to.
Well, I think if you can come back next week, listeners, I think you'll enjoy it. We'll do some more of these songs from the integration movement down south.
This has been Folk Music Worldwide. Devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, spotlighting top performers and authorities in the field. If you have any suggestions, requests, or comments, why not write in to Folk Music Worldwide, Radio New York, WRUL, New York City, 19, USA. This has been a Music Worldwide presentation of Radio New York Worldwide.
Jumps on a man like a dog.